Today's Amud is Tainis Yud Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, the second Mishnah on the Amud, Higia Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvin, if let's say it already reached the 17th day of Cheshvin, B'mar Cheshvin, V'lo Yardu Geshamim, and still there was no rain, or not enough rain, not a significant amount of rain, and it's already Yud Zayin Cheshvin, Hischilu Hayechidim, Misanin Shalosh Tanyais. So then the Yechidim, who we'll see in the Gemara, is referring to a certain level of Tamid Chachamim, these tremendous Tamid Chachamim, they begin to fast 3 fast days. Once it's Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin and there's still no rain, so then these Yechidim fast, and the Rishonim explain that really everyone should be fasting, they need some rain, it's just that Chazal didn't want to be overburdening on the Hamonam, so therefore they didn't make a Chiyuv of Tainis for everybody, but still the Yechidim, these special Tamid Chachamim, so they themselves, they have a Chiyuv to fast, the Ritva says, it's not just the Rishos, they have a Chiyuv to fast these 3 fast days once it's Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin, and there's no rain. And says the Mishnah that the level of fast that they accepted upon themselves is that Eichlem v'shoysim mishach hashecha, they could eat and drink at nighttime. It's not like Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur where you can't eat and drink at night. They're allowed to eat and drink at night like the other Arba Tzaymais. Umutarin b'malacha, they're allowed to do malacha on the fast day. Uberechitzo, besicho, v'nilas asandu. They're allowed to bathe themselves, they're allowed to wash themselves with soap, they're allowed to put on shoes, nidas sandal, batash v'shamita, all these things that are asr on a tainis sibur, on like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, these things are mutter on these fast days. That's when it comes to Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin. Higia reish chodesh kislev, v'lo yardu geshamim, if let's say Yud Zayin Cheshvin passed, now it's already reish chodesh kislev, and still it hasn't rained, so then already bezin goyzer and shalish tanyas al tzibur. So that's already very serious. Now it's time for everybody to be included. Everybody has to fast. Bezdin is Geyser. 3 fast days on the entire Tzibur, where now everybody has to fast. And Agav, the Rishonim point out that this Mishnah seems to be consistent with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that we had on Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi is the one who said that the latest rain is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That's the latest normal Zman for rain, for the first rain. And if so, once it reaches Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we said the Nafkamina is fasting. That's what this Mishnah means to say. That once it reaches Rosh Chodesh Kislev and there still hasn't been a significant rain, so that's when we start to fast. That means the entire Tzibur begins to fast. And the level of fasting is the same as the previous 3 fast days that the Yechidim accepted upon themselves, which is that Oichem v'shayisim mishach hashecha, they're allowed to eat and drink at night, umutarim b'molacha, uberechitza, ubesicha, ubninas asando, ubetash v'shamita, and they're mutter and all these things to do molacha, to wash and bathe and put on shoes and tash v'shamita. Now says the Gemara, man Yechidim, who are these Yechidim that the Mishnah spoke about? And the Mishnah said that they have a Chiyuv to fast already from Yud Zayin Cheshvin. Rav Huna, it's Rabbanon, it's Tamid Chachamim, it's Rabbanon. And we'll see more details exactly about what these Rabbanim, what level of Chachamim these Rabbanim are when we get to Yudam and Beis. But says Rav Huna, it's referring to Rabbanon. V'amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said another statement to explain our Mishnah, that Yechidim Mis'anin Shalish Taniyos Sheini V'chamishi V'sheini. When the Mishnah said that the Yechidim, they fast 3 times, when it reaches Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin and still there's no significant rain, so the Yechidim fast, and it says that they fast 3 days, the 3 fast days are on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. Ask the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush that they fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday? Tanino, it's a Mefarsha Mishnah. It says, Ein Goyzer Tanis al Tzibur, Betchilo B'chamishi. It says, we're never Goyzer Tanis on the Tzibur for the first time on a Thursday. We never start a series of fasts, let's say like this, where we have a 3-day series of fasts. We never start a 3-day series or any sort of series on a Thursday. And the reason for that is Shalei Lahafkia Es Asha'arim, because if they start fasting on a Thursday, the prices of food in the market is going to go up tremendously. Now the reason for that, Rashi explains, is because if you would be allowed to start a fast on a Thursday, so then it's going to come out that when are you breaking the fast? On Thursday night. So that when you're going to go to the store to buy all the bagels and egg salad or whatever it is that you're eating to break the fast, the bagels and cream cheese, the orange juice and all that, you're going to go on Thursday. So if you're going to go on Thursday to buy the food, Thursday is also the day where you're going to go grocery shopping for Shabbos. So people are going to be buying a lot of food. Besides the regular Shabbos shopping, they're going to be hungry and they're oftentimes overbuying for a breakfast, and therefore they're going to be buying a significant amount of food. The store owners, when they see people are charging into their stores buying a large amounts of food, they don't know necessarily that there was a fast that was nizar, and the store owners are going to think, oh, it must be there's not enough food. Supply and demand, they're going to start raising the prices. They're going to start saying, oh, it must be there's a food shortage, and they're going to start raising the prices. So in order to prevent a situation like that from happening, we always start a series of fasts on a Monday. We make it Monday, Thursday, and this way by Thursday, by the time Thursday hits, everyone already knows that there's a fast, because they know already from Monday. When people bought out the store on Monday, they know already that there's a fast, there's a series of fasts, and then on Thursday they know what's the situation. They don't think it's because there's some sort of food shortage. So Al-Kabadim, therefore, we don't start fast on Thursdays. And if so, ask the Gemara, what's Rav Huna coming to be mechadish to us? We know this already from the Mishnah, that you can't start a fast on a Thursday, so what's Rav Huna coming to be a mechadish? So says the Gemara, Maudetema, I could have thought to say that Hani Mili Tzibur, that maybe that's Dafka by Tzibur. Maybe it's Dafka by Tzibur, that's when we say you can't start a series of fasts on a Thursday, because then you're going to have the whole community coming into the store buying it out. Aval Yachid, but if it's just the Yechidim that are fasting, and therefore it's only a certain amount of people, it's not the whole community, so why? So I might think that people, that the store owners aren't going to think that there's a food shortage. Kavash Malana, no, even for the Yechidim we're concerned that maybe it's going to raise the prices. And says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa, like Rav Huna as well, Kishishilu Ayachidim Lesanis, the Braisa says that when the Yechidim begin to fast, Mesan and Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni. It says that they fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday, like Rav Huna just said. Now that we mentioned the Braisa, the Gemara just quotes the rest of the Braisa, and the Braisa says that Umafsikin Berashi Chadashim, they don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, meaning if the series of fasts that they took upon themselves, this Monday, Thursday, Monday, if one of the days ends up falling on a Rosh Chodesh, so then they do not fast on that Rosh Chodesh, Ubiyamim Tayiv Vemaksuvim Bemegillas Tainis. And also on the different days that are written in Megillas Tainis, which it says certain miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael, certain Nisim that happened and they were Makabal themselves, that they're not going to fast on those days. So if one of these Mondays, Thursdays, or Mondays falls out on one of the days that are written in Megillas Tainis, that you're not allowed to fast on that day, so that also then they would skip that day and they wouldn't fast on that day. Says the Gemara and Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Al Yaymer Adam Talmud Ani, and Eini Roy Liyos Yachid. A person who's a Ben Torah, he's a Talmud, we'll see in this and soon what exactly the definition of a Talmud is, a certain level of a Talmud Chacham. A person who's a Talmud, this Darg of Talmud, shouldn't say, oh, I'm just a Talmud, I can't really be a Yachid who's on a higher level than a Talmud, I'm not a Yachid, and therefore I'm not going to fast, because I'm just a Talmud, I'm not a Yachid. Al Kol Talmidei Chachamim Yechidim. Rather, all Talmidei Chachamim, at least with regards to this halacha, should view themselves as yechidim, and they should fast on this Monday, Thursday, Monday from Yitzayin Mar Cheshvin. Says the Gemara, and the Ritva speaks out, agav, that it's a chiyuv, that it's not just that they have a rishus, that the Talmidei Chachamim have a chiyuv to say that I'm a yachid. Not just that they could, they have a chiyuv to say I'm a Talmid Chacham, and they have a chiyuv to fast on this Monday, Thursday, Monday. Says the Gemara, Ezu Yachid, Ezu Talmid. Now what exactly is the difference? What's the definition of a yachid versus a Talmid? Says the Gemara, that yachid kol sheroi lemnaisai parneis al tzibur. A yachid is a person who's right to be the rav of a community, he's right to be the leader of a tzibur, which means that you could ask him something in learning in anything, not just the thing that he's in the middle of learning. You could ask him something in all different topics, and he has the answer. Whereas a Talmud is called Shashaylin, I say, Dvar Halacha Bilimudai. A Talmud is only someone that you could ask him in what he's learning. Va'aymer, and he could answer, Vafili b'mesechta de Kala, even if the thing that he's learning is an easy, short mesechta, like Mesechus Kala, one of the Mesechus Ketanis. So even if it's that, that's still considered a Talmud. Versus a Yachid, you could ask him in anything. So that's the difference between a Yachid and a Talmud, but either way, a Talmud has a chiyuv to make himself into this Yachid, and to fast during these days as well. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that lo kol ha'raitza lasis atzma yachid oisa, or talmud oisa. A person, a standard person, one of the hamayinam, you can't just say, I'm a yachid, or I'm a talmud. That's gaiva. You can't do such a thing. You can't make yourself into a talmud, or even though a talmud can make himself into a yachid, and maybe even has a chiv to make himself a yachid, a standard person who's not a talmud or a yachid, so he's not allowed to do that, that's considered like gaiva. Divir Rabbi Meir, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi says that said, no, Aisa, a person could make himself even into a yachid, v'zachar l'toif, and he should be remembered for the good, meaning it's a praiseworthy thing. And the reason is that it's not considered gaiva, is l'fi she'ein shevach hulai, ela tzar hulai. Because in this context, he's not making himself into a yachid to get supported by the community. He's not doing it as a positive thing. He's doing it in order to paint himself, to fast, and to take one for the team, so to speak, and to fast for all of Klal Yisrael to have rain. So since he's doing something which is a tzar hulai, so therefore we don't view that as being gaiva. And Tani Idach, we learned in another brisa, lo kol ha'raitza lasis atzmo yachid oisa talmid oisa. That also that a person differ Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the same that we had from before for Rabbi Meir, that a person can't make himself into a yachid, and a person can't make himself into a talmid. That's gaiva. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, b'medavar mamurim b'davar shel shevach. That's only true when it comes to something which is positive, something which is beneficial for the person. Avo b'davar shel tzar, but when it comes to something which is painful, like taking upon himself to fast, so then Aisa, he could make himself even into a yachid, v'zachar l'toiv, and it's praiseworthy, she'ein shevach ulai, ela tzar ulai, because he's not taking any sort of benefits, he's just taking the tzar of being a yachid, and therefore that's not considered gaiva. Says the Gemara, Vaitri Avtan Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Mishaya Misana ala Tzara Va'avra. Let's say a person took upon himself to fast for a certain Tzara, and the Tzara went away, but let's say he took upon himself 3 days of fasting on a Monday, Thursday, Monday, and after the first Monday already, the Tzara went away. Or, ala chayla v'nisrape. He took upon himself to fast for a chayla, also on a Monday, Thursday, Monday, and right away, after Monday, the chayla was healed. The halacha is hareza misanu mashlam. He still has to complete the fast, or let's say it's in the middle of the fast day that he took upon himself, for the tzara, for the chayla, and then it went away. He has to complete the fast. He's not allowed to stop in the middle. A person, he goes from a place where they did not take upon themselves a fast day, and he goes to a place where they're fasting in this new location. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, they took upon themselves to fast, and he goes on a flight from America to Eretz Yisrael. In America, there was no fast day on that day. In Eretz Yisrael, there was whatever it is. There was a lack of Geshem, and they took upon themselves to fast. And so what's the halacha now? This person, this traveler who went from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, does he need to fast? Says the Braisa, Hareza Mesane Imahen, that yes, he needs to fast. He's in Eretz Yisrael now with the new location. He needs to fast together with them. And the Rishonim speak out that even though typically we say that when you go to a new place, so you take on the new minhagim only if you decide that you're going to live there, but if your das is to return back to your hometown, so then you don't take on the practices of the new location. So here, why should he have to fast? His plan is, let's say, to return to Chutz La'aretz. It should be Tali. If his plans are to return to Chutz La'aretz, v'chayra, you shouldn't have to fast. The Rishonim say that when it comes to something like this, that when it comes to something which is public and people are going to know, they're going to see that you're obviously very strong, you don't look very weak, and so it's something which is public, so then there's still an idea, even if your plans is to go back, to return to your home, there's still an idea that you have to join the tzibur, because otherwise it could cause a machlaikas, and therefore in this case, this person who traveled from Chutz La'aretz too, in our example, he traveled from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, he has to fast together with the people in Eretz Yisrael, even if his das is to go back home, because otherwise it could cause machlaikas, which is nege also to Ben Eretz Yisrael, let's say, that goes to Chutz La'aretz for Yom Tif, let's say for Pesach. Someone from Eretz Yisrael went to Chutz La'aretz for Pesach. So the halacha is that he's not allowed to do malacha. The way we paskin is that he's not allowed to do malacha even on Yom Tif Sheni. Even though Yom Tif Sheni for him is not Yom Tif, it's Isru Chag, and his das is to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So you should say that, oh, if his das is to go back home, he doesn't take on the minhagim of Chutz La'aretz. No, it doesn't matter, because things that are in Befarhesia, things that are in public, and then once it's us, so things that are in public, you're not allowed to do because it could cause machlekes. Now, once it's aser to do it in public, so you can't even do it in private, because the kol davar she'aser mishum arisayin is aser afilu b'chadri chadarim, you're not even going to be allowed to do it privately, or that's just the takana that Chazal made, that you can't even do malacha privately in such a situation, at least the way we paskin. But again, so this person who traveled, so he has to take, he went from a makom where they weren't fasting to a place where they are fasting, he has to fast. continues the Braisa, Mimakim Shemisanin, Lamakim Shemisanin, if he goes from a place that they're fasting and he leaves that place and he goes to a place where they're not fasting, Harezem Misanu Mashlim, so he has to be Misanu Mashlim, he has to complete the fast like the place that he left from, because he already took upon himself to fast. He can't just stop the fast just because now he's in a new location where they're not fasting. Shachach va'achal v'shasa, if let's say he forgot and he ate or he drank, so then al yisra'a b'fnei atzibur, so then, meaning a person is fasting and then he by mistake ate, so al yisra'a b'fnei atzibur, he shouldn't show himself in front of the tzibur, he shouldn't show himself that he's all strong and healthy, he should still make sure to look weak or at least not go out publicly so people shouldn't see that he looks strong. Val yani gidunin ba'atzmai, and he shouldn't act with certain luxuries. So, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and we'll define soon what exactly that means, but Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yaakov told the Bnei Yaakov, he told his children, Lama Tisro. And so what does he mean, Lama Tisro? Why are you being seen? Amar Lam Yaakov Labanav, Yaakov said to his children, Al Tiru Atzmechem Kishatem Seveyin. Even though you have food, and there's a famine right now, so don't show yourselves in public when you're full. Lai B'nei Esav, Lai B'nei Yishmal, not in front of Esav, not in front of the Bnei Yishmal, in order that they shouldn't get jealous of you and then start up with you. So too, if a person ate or drank on a fast day, he shouldn't be seen in public looking strong, and he shouldn't be yanig yidunin ba'atzmai. So what does it mean, shal yanig yidunin ba'atzmai? So the way the Rav Yah explains the Braisa, that shal yanig yidunin ba'atzmai, is that he means you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't eat delicacies. Once you ate, you broke the fast, you're allowed to eat. But you shouldn't eat certain foods, like meat, let's say, or wine. You shouldn't eat certain foods that are gonna make you look extra healthy, because then when you go in public, it's going to be nicker that you're not fasting, and that's going to be a problem. That's the way the Rav Yah learns the Braisa. However, from Rashi, it's Mavur, and it's the way the Mordechai explains as well, is that no, if a person ate or drank by mistake on a fast day, he has to continue the fast. We don't say it's all or nothing. We don't say that now that he ate, so now we could just continue eating. Well, if he ate, if a person, this is the halacha, we pass in like Rashi, that's the halacha l'maisa, that if a person ate on a fast day, he has to continue the fast. Shal yanig yidunin ba'atzmai means not to continue eating. Don't be yanig yidunin ba'atzmai, don't continue eating and drinking. Don't say, oh, I already ate, I already broke the fast, I might as well continue eating. No, if a person wakes up on a fast day, he forgot it's a fast day, and he ate by mistake, he has to still complete the fast. He's not allowed to be yanig yidunin ba'atzmai means he's not allowed to continue to eat. And that's the way the Mishnah Berura and Siman Tavkuf Ayin Dalad and Sifka and Vav, that's the way the Mishnah Berura paskins, and that's the way the Kaf HaChayim paskins. Also, in Siman Tavkuf Ayin Dalad, in Ice Test, that a person who by mistake eats on a fast day, he still has to complete the fast. Now that we mentioned this, that Yaakov told his children during this tekufa when there was a famine, he told them not to look all healthy in front of the goyim. So the Gemara now continues to darish now other psukim that are mentioned in the Torah around this episode. Says the Gemara that Yosef told the brothers when they were returning home after he revealed himself to them, he said to them, "Al tirgazu baderech." So what does it mean, "Al tirgazu baderech"? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar lehem Yosef leechav. That Yosef was telling his brothers, Al tisasku b'dvar halacha. Now you shouldn't be Yosef in any sort of dvar halacha. Don't learn Torah while you're heading back home. Kashemet taragzu aleichem aderech. Maybe you're going to get so lost in thought, and you're going to get lost. You're going to get lost, and therefore you shouldn't learn while you're on your way back home. Ask the Gemara, really? When you're traveling on the road, you're not supposed to learn. Ain't is that true? V'amar of Yuloi bar Brechia, Shnei Tamid HaChachamim Shemahalchem Aderech. If you have two Tamid HaChachamim that are walking on the road, they're taking a walk together, or they're walking somewhere together, Ve'im Beinehen Divrei Torah, and they're not learning while they're walking, Ru'uyin Lisarif, they're right to get burnt. They're right to get burned. It's a terrible thing. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, regarding Elio and Elisha, when they were walking, the Pasuk says, Vehi hema holchem, vedaber, vihine rechev esh, vesuse esh, viafridu ben shneem. It says that when they were walking, so a fire came between them, and then ultimately Elio went up to Shemayim. But the point is that you see from here that there was a fire between them. Taima, the reason why they didn't get burnt from the fire is the ikadivor, because the Pasuk says that they were hailech vedaber, because they were speaking. They were speaking what? They were obviously speaking in Divrei Torah. They were speaking in Limudat Torah. So that's why they didn't get burnt. Haleka Dibur, but if they wouldn't have been speaking, the Diak from the Pasuk is that Ru'ayin Lisarif, they would have been right to be burnt. So you see, now when you're traveling, you're supposed to learn. So how could the Gemara say earlier that Yosef was telling the brothers, Atir Gezu Bederech, that it means not to learn? So says the Gemara, Leikasha Hali Migras Hali Yuni. There's a difference between learning Migras, between learning Bikias, and learning Yuni is to learn Bi'ian. Meaning that the problem that Yosef is telling the brothers, the problem was to learn Bi'in. Not to learn Bi'in when you're traveling, because if you're learning Bi'in, you might get lost in thought and then end up getting lost and ending up in a location they're not supposed to be. But if you're learning Bikias, so that already a person won't get as lost, and that's the statement of Reb Brechia, that Shnei Talmid Chachamim who are walking, they have to have different Torah B'neihem. It means a light Sugya. It means Lamigras. But in Echanami, Leuni, that's what Yosef was telling the brothers, that they should be careful not to learn Bi'in while they're traveling. B'masnisa Tana, in a braisa was taught, al tafsiu psia gasa, vachnisu chamalir. That what Yosef was telling the brothers was not to take large steps, and also to make sure to get to the city when it's still sunlight, when there's still some sunlight outside, not to wait until it's dark, not to be traveling when it's dark outside. Al tafsiu psia gasa, not to take large steps. What's wrong with large steps? The Amar Marmar said, psia gasa naiteles echad mechamish meyos mimor einav shel adam. That a person who takes large steps, the large steps takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. So Taisus asks that if every large step takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight, so then if a person takes 500 large steps throughout his life, he should become blind? Says Taisus that no, it's only 1/500th of what's left. So therefore a person, it will never necessarily lead a person to becoming blind, it just takes away 1/500th of what's left. Vechnisu chamalir, says the Gemara, and he told them to be careful not to be outside when it's dark, to make sure to be in the city when there's light. Kidrav Yehuda Amarav, which is like Rav Yehuda Amarav told us, Am Rav Yehuda Amarav, lo'ayla mi'etzi adam b'chitav, v'yikanez b'chitav. The person should always make sure to leave the city, to leave when it's light outside, and also to make sure to come back in when it's light outside. Meaning, don't be caught out when it's dark. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, ha'baikar ar v'anashim sholchu. That Yosef waited until it was morning, and then he sent away the brothers. So you see, it's only once it's morning, only once there was light outside, that's when he sent them away, because you're not supposed to be traveling when it's dark outside.